Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Masechus Chulin, Daf Mem Tes, the third parak, El Treifas. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Inak b'reya heichad b'mashma sh'yadid t'tabacha. If the lung was found punctured in a place which the hand of the butcher handles, and the hole may have been made by the butcher after shechita, talinin or lo talinin, do we attribute the hole to the butcher's handling, which was after shechita, or do we not attribute it to him, and it's a treifa? The Gemara records Amoraim who held each way and says, the halacha is that we can attribute the hole to the butcher's handling. Masharshia said this view is more reasonable, because we similarly attribute holes found in intestines to a wolf which took the intestines after shechita. Regarding murna, a parasitic worm which punctured a lung, Rav Yosef Bar Dosa and the rabbis disagree whether we assume that kodem shechita parish, it exited and punctured the lung before shechita, making it a treifa, or we assume that it exited and punctured it after shechita. The halacha follows the latter view. Point number two, Rabbi Shai said that regarding the chela, which is on the keva, the abu mesim, the fourth stomach, kohanim who received the keva as a gift for kohanim have the practice of permitting it, following Rabbi Yishmael's teaching in his ancestor's name. The simon for this permit is Yishmael kohana mesai kohane. Yishmael the kohen helps kohanim. We find him helping kohanim in a brisa discussing birchas kohanim, where the pasuk instructs kohanim to bless Bnei Israel. Rabbi Shmuel says this only teaches about the Kohanim blessing Bnei Israel, but the bracha for Kohanim themselves is written in the later phrase, Va'ani avarachem, and I will bless them, meaning Kohanim. Thus Kohanim bless Bnei Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva says that Va'ani avarachem means that the Kohanim bless Israel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu affirms their bracha. According to Rabbi Akiva, the source that Kohanim are blessed is the pasuk Va'avarcha mevarchecho, and I shall bless those who bless you. Rabbi Shmuel helps Kohanim by placing the bracha together with Kol Yisrael's. The Gemara presents the Malchokas in which Rabbi Shmuel prohibits chelev, which is on the ducking, the intestines, but permits chelev on the keva, and Rabbi Kiva prohibits both. However, the Gemara proves that these opinions must be reversed, and Rabbi Shmuel had merely quoted his ancestors permitting it, but disagrees. And point number three, Rav says chelev tahor sosim, permitted fat conceal a puncture and prevent the animal from becoming a treifa, but chelev tamei eino sosim, forbidden fat cannot seal a puncture. Rav Sheshe says that both conceal punctures. Rabbi Zera asks, according to Rav, if chelev chaya, fat of an undomesticated species of animal, conceal a puncture, does Rav's ruling apply to all permitted fats? And since all chelev of a chaya is permitted, it can seal a puncture, or perhaps Rav's reasoning is because permitted fats adhere tightly to the surface and effectively seal the puncture, whereas the chelev of a chaya, which parallels the forbidden fats of a behema, although permitted in consumption, do not adhere to the surface. Abaya wondered, what's his question? Need the shari b'achila ahuduki u'mahadak? Granted, it's permitted in consumption, but it doesn't adhere tightly and cannot seal effectively. A case of a chelev tamei sealing a puncture was brought before Rava, who ruled there's no concern of treva. Firstly, because Rav Sheshe has permitted it, and furthermore, a Torah chasal mamonun she Yisrael. The Torah is concerned for Yisrael's money, so we certainly may rule leniently. Rav Papa objected, Rav forbids it, and it concerns an iser deraisa, and you invoke a Torah chasal mamonun she Yisrael? So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, Inak v'rei heked b'mashma sh'yodei d'tabacha. If the lung was found punctured in a place which the hand of the butcher handles, and the hole may have been made by the butcher after shechita, talinin or lo talinin, do we attribute the hole to the butcher's handling, which was after shechita, or do we not attribute it to him, and it's a treifa? The Gemara records Amoraim who held each way and says, the halacha is that we can attribute the hole to the butcher's handling. Masharshia said this view is more reasonable, because we similarly attribute holes found in intestines to a wolf which took the intestines after shechita. Regarding murna, a parasitic worm which punctured a lung, Rav Yosef Bar Dosa and the rabbis disagree whether we assume that kodem shechita parish, it exited and punctured the lung before shechita, making it a treifa, or we assume that it exited and punctured it after shechita. The halacha follows the latter view. Point number two, Rabbi Shai said that regarding the chela, which is on the keva, the abu mesim, the fourth stomach, kohanim who received the keva as a gift for kohanim have the practice of permitting it, following Rabbi Yishmael's teaching in his ancestor's name. The simon for this permit is Yishmael kohana mesai kohane. Yishmael the kohen helps kohanim. We find him helping kohanim in a brisa discussing birchas kohanim, where the pasuk instructs kohanim to bless Bnei Israel. Rabbi Shmuel says this only teaches about the Kohanim blessing Bnei Israel, but the bracha for Kohanim themselves is written in the later phrase, Va'ani avarachem, and I will bless them, meaning Kohanim. Thus, Kohanim bless Bnei Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva says that Vanivarachem means that the Kohanim bless Israel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu affirms their bracha. According to Rabbi Akiva, the source that Kohanim are blessed is the pasuk Varvarcha Mevarchecho, and I shall bless those who bless you. Rabbi Shmuel helps Kohanim by placing the bracha together with Kol Yisrael's. The Gemara presents the Malchokas in which Rabbi Shmuel prohibits chelev, which is on the ducking, the intestines, but permits chelev on the keva, and Rabbi Akiva prohibits both. However, the Gemara proves that these opinions must be reversed, and Rabbi Shmuel had merely quoted his ancestors permitting it, but disagrees. And point number three, Rav says chelev tahor sosim, permitted fat conceal a puncture and prevent the animal from becoming a trefa, but chelev tamei eino sosim, forbidden fat cannot seal a puncture. Rav Sheshe says that both conceal punctures. Rabbi Zera asks, according to Rav, if chelev chaya, fat of an undomesticated species of animal, conceal a puncture. Does Rav's ruling apply to all permitted fats? And since all chelev of a chaya is permitted, it can seal a puncture, or perhaps Rav's reasoning is because permitted fats adhere tightly to the surface and effectively seal the puncture, whereas the chelev of a chaya, which parallels the forbidden fats of a behema, although permitted in consumption, do not adhere to the surface. Abaya wondered, what's his question? Need the shari b'achila ahudukil mahadak? Granted, it's permitted in consumption, but it doesn't adhere tightly and cannot seal effectively. A case of a chelev tamei sealing a puncture was brought before Rava, who ruled there's no concern of trefa. Firstly, because Rav Sheshe has permitted it, and furthermore, a Torah chasal mamonon she Yisrael. The Torah is concerned for Yisrael's money, so we certainly may rule leniently. Rav Papa objected, Rav forbids it, and it concerns an iser deraisa, and you invoke a Torah chasal mamonon she Yisrael? All right, so now we get our siman daf mem test, and our standard siman is meat, and we often use a butcher in the siman. So here goes. The butcher who noticed a hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shal hakeva. When a man burst into the store demanding a refund on an animal that had a puncture that was sealed by chelev tameh, which is not considered a seal. Once again, slow motion. The butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes. The butcher who noticed the hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it, which reminds us if the lung was found punctured in a place which the hand of the butcher handles and the hole may have been made by the butcher after Shechita, Talin and Olo Talin, do we attribute the hole to the butcher's handling, which was after Shechita, or do we not attribute it to him and it's a trefa? The Gemara records Amoraim who held each way and says the halacha is that we can attribute the hole to the butcher's handling. So the butcher who noticed a hole in the lungs he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shal hakeva, which reminds us Rabbi Shai said that regarding the chelev which was on the keva, the abu mesim, the fourth stomach, Kohanim who received the keva as a gift for Kohanim have the practice of permitting it, following Rabbi Yishmael's teaching in his ancestor's name. The simon for this permit is Yishmael Kohana Masai Kahane. Yishmael the Kohen helps Kohanim. We find him helping Kohanim in a brisa discussing Birchas Kohanim, where the pasuk instructs Kohanim to bless Bnei Israel. Rav Shmuel says this only teaches about the Kohanim blessing Bnei Israel, but the bracha for Kohanim themselves is written in the later phrase, Vani Avarachem, and I will bless them, meaning Kohanim. Thus, Kohanim bless Bnei Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva brings a different pasuk to support the Kohanim are blessed. So, the butcher who noticed a hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shal hakeva. When a man burst into the store demanding a refund on an animal that had a puncture that was sealed by chelev tameh, which is not considered a seal, which reminds us, Rav says chelev tahor sosim, permitted fat conceal a puncture and prevent the animal from becoming a trefa, but chelev tamei eino sosim, but forbidden fat cannot seal a puncture. Rav Sheshe says that both conceal punctures. So once again, the butcher who noticed the hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shal hakeva. When a man burst into the store demanding a refund on an animal that had a puncture that was sealed by chelev tameh, which is not considered a seal. All right, so now it's time for our four blah chazara. Daf mem hey. So the simon for daf mem hey is manishtana, and we use a seder scene. So here goes. All those gathered at the seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, manishtana, manishtana. That must be more on daf mem hey. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana de krum shamoch, until the spinal cord, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that nikav krum shamoch, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma ilah, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say, ad de inkiv tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana de krum shamoch, until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart, that they are trefa with even a hole, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nikav halev lebeis halo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers to beis halo katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis halo gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana de krum shamoch, until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart, that they are a trefa with even a hole. From the chuta shidra, that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, Chuta Shidra Shenitzak Barubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Avila Nikav. Even if it was merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition on the spinal cord's majority is debated. Daf Mem Vav. So the simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow. That must be on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas if an animal is a treif if only a small amount of the liver remains. Rabbi Chiya would throw away an animal's liver and didn't consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds an animal can survive with even less than a kazayas of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires a kazayas of the liver to remain. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing sounds from its lung, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining Reya Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail, which reminds us, Rava said, Reya Shiyavsha Miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as Kadesha Tiparach Bitsiporon, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. Daf Mem Zayin. So the simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the giant lung maze, that must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the giant lung maze were told to avoid the extra lobe area, which reminds us, Rava said, Chamisha une isko areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chaser or yater or chalif, if a lobe is missing or extra or the number of lobes on each side is reversed, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kenatul dami, something extra is like something removed. The Gemara brings the case of an extra lobe that came before Meremar. So the contestants at the giant lung maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos, which reminds us, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish or if it's aduma, reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan. So the contestants at the giant lung maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos. When some troublemakers started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishpacha kekiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug is kosher. This proves he holds chisorn mebefnin lo shmei chisorn. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher. Who the kaime simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. Daf Mem Ches. So the Sim Daf Mem Ches relates to Moch, the brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The brainiacs, that must be on Daf Mem Ches, Moch, brain. The brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Reya hasmuchu adofen, if a lung was attached to the chest wall in hoshashinwa, we're not concerned that the lung was punctured and the leaking fluids caused the adhesion. Rather, we assume the chest wall was punctured. If blisters developed at the adhesion, we're concerned the lung was punctured. Avimi said that in both cases, we suspect the lung was punctured. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can see a hole in the lung, which reminds the Gemara discusses when the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung. The chest wall can seal a punctured lung where it adhered to the wall in the place of growth, meaning where the lung naturally lies against the wall. So the seal will likely remain. When the adhesion is not in a place where the lung is naturally against the chest wall, the seal will not remain effective. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung, but made a sharp comeback when they described how a needle can get into the lung without making a hole, which reminds us, Amram discussed machat shenimses bereya. If a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole, some Amram ruled it kosher, while others ruled it trefa. The lenient opinion holds that since there's no discernible hole, we assume simponu nakava asai, the needle entered through the vessels of the lung after going down the trachea without puncturing the lung. The stringent opinion assumes that it came by puncturing the digestive tract and lung after being swallowed through the esophagus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn the Rav Shmo holds that Kohanim bench Klal Yisrael and the Kosh Baruch Hu benches them? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss where there's a concern for puncture when the lung is stuck to the chest wall? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokes whether chelov tameh can seal a puncture? That's on daf Mem Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings a machlokes whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trefa? That's on daf Mem He. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if the lung is found punctured in a place where the butcher handles the shechita? That's on daf Mem Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have in machlokes whether an animal is a trefa if a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have three opinions as to its location? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.